Today we will try question answers.
今天我们讲尝试问答。
Question one.
问题一。
How do balance samadhi and vinaya for beginners? How do practice vinaya and anapanasati?
对初学者来说，如何平衡定与慧？在安波念中如何修慧？
It is not important for beginners to balance them, but it is better if they can do so. This is because they are beginners only. Effect controlling faculties are not matured yet. Usually in the beginning there are much restlessness in the mind.So the faculties are not so strong and powerful yet. Only at the time when the controlling faculties are strong and powerful, is it necessary to balance them. But if one can try to balance them at the beginning stage, it is also good.
对初学者，平衡他们定与慧并不重要。不过如果他们能够的话，那就更好。这是因为他们还是初学者，五根还未成熟。通常在开始阶段会有许多妄想，因此五根还未坚强有力。只有当五根强而有力时，才有必要平衡他们。无论如何，禅修者在开始的阶段就尝试平衡他们，这也是好的。
For example, you are not trying anapanasati. In this case, anapanasati means the breath, mindfulness of the breath. Knowing the breath is pinya wisdom. Being mindful of the breath object is sati.
假如
It's a deep mindfulness. One-pointedness of mind on the breath is samadhi concentration. The effort to know the breath clearly is viriya. Viriya effort. Sada is the faith that the anabana kamadhana can produce jhana. For the beginners, they must try to have these five controlling faculties strong and powerful.
假如你现在正在修安波念，在这里安波念指专注于呼吸，知道呼吸即是慧曼亚，觉知呼吸的所缘是念萨蒂，对于呼吸的心一静性是定萨玛蒂，精进地清楚知道呼吸是精进维利亚，信萨达是相信安波念业处可以产生禅那，对初学者来说，他们必须尝试具备这强而有力的五根。
They must have enough faith on the anapana kamadhana method. They must have enough effort to try to know the breath clearly. They must have enough mindfulness on the breath object. They must see the breath object clearly.They must have enough concentration on the breath object. They must try to have the five controlling faculties strong and powerful, as well as to balance them. If one is excessive, then the others cannot do their function.
他们必须对安波念业处的方法具有足够的信心。他们必须具备足够的精进，尝试去清楚地知道呼吸，他们必须具有足够的正念于呼吸所缘，他们必须清楚地看到呼吸的所缘，他们必须具有足够的定力于呼吸所缘，他们必须尝试具有强而有力的五根， 并且平衡它们。如果其中一根过量，那么其他根便不能发挥它们的作用。
For example, if it is too strong and powerful, then the other controlling faculties cannot do the function of maintaining the concomitant mental formations on the anapana object, because strong faith usually produces emotion. In the same way, mindfulness also cannot be established on the breath object. The concentration faculty also cannot perform its function to concentrate on the breath thoroughly because of emotion. Wisdom also cannot know the breath object thoroughly. So, when faith is excessive, the remaining controlling faculties cannot do their function thoroughly.
例如，如果信心太过强而有力，那么其他根便不能发挥它们维持各种心所与安波念所缘的作用。因为强烈的信心通常会产生情绪，同样的，念力也因此不能建立于呼吸所缘。由于情绪的关系，定根也不能彻底专注于呼吸，慧也不能彻底知道呼吸所缘。因此，当性根过量，其他根便不能彻底发挥它的功能。
In the same way, when effort is excessive, the remaining faculties also cannot perform their function thoroughly, because excessive effort produces restless mind. Then faith, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom are also weak, because the mind is restless. Faith, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom cannot do their function thoroughly. When mindfulness is weak, you cannot do anything because you cannot concentrate on the breath object. There will be little or no effort to discern the breath object, and faith may be absent.
同样的，当精进过量，其他根也不能彻底发挥它们的功能，因为过量的精进产生散乱。由于心散乱，性念定即会也弱，性念定即会不能彻底发挥它们的功能。当念为弱，您不能做什么，因为您不能专注于呼吸所缘。没有或只有少许的精进来觉知呼吸所缘，信心也可能不存在。
Now you are trying concentration practice. In samatha meditation, strong and powerful concentration is good. But too much or excessive concentration can produce laziness. When there is laziness, the remaining faculties of faith, effort, mindfulness, and wisdom will be very weak. They cannot do their function thoroughly.
现在您在尝试修定，在什么他止禅中强而有力的定力是好的，但是太多或过量的定力会产生懈怠。当懈怠升起，其他的根如性、精进、念即会将会很微弱，他们不能彻底发挥他们的功能。
At this stage, Vinaya is very low or inferior. It is just knowing the natural breath. So, for the beginner who is trying samatha meditation, just knowing the breath thoroughly is enough. When ogha or paribhaga nimitta arise, then knowing the ogha or paribhaga nimitta is pinya. Except for this type of pinya, too much other general knowledge is not good, as he will always be criticizing. If a yogi criticizes too much on the anapana meditation object, we can say that his wisdom is excessive. That criticism will produce the other controlling faculties to be weak, and so not doing their function thoroughly. At that time, faith, effort, mindfulness, and concentration will be very weak.
在这个阶段, 会是很低或次要的, 他只是知道自然的呼吸, 因此, 对修什么他禅的, 初学者来说, 只要彻底知道呼吸, 就足够了。当取相或事相升起时, 知道取相或事相即是慧, 除了这种慧之外, 太多其他的尝试, 并不好, 因为颇将常常做批判。 假如禅修者对安波念所言, 有太多的批判, 我们可以说, 智慧太多了。 这种批判将令其他根微弱，而无法彻底发挥它们的功能。那时候，性精进、念一定也会很微弱。
So it is also good for the beginner to balance the five controlling faculties. How should we try? We must try with strong and powerful mindfulness in effort to know the breath clearly. And to concentrate on the breath object with faith. When the Patibhaga Nimitta is strong and powerful, we have already discussed in previous talks on balancing the controlling faculties.
所以,对初学者来说, 平衡五根也是好的, 我们应该如何尝试呢? 我们必须以强而有力的念和精进 来清楚地知道呼吸，以性专注呼吸所言。当事项强而有力，我们在过去的演讲中已经讨论了平衡五根。
For this question, more any question?
关于这个问题，还有进一步的问题吗？
Any question? Then we will continue second question.
我们接下第二个问题。
Question 2.
问题二。
After attaining the fourth jhana, why do we not directly discern the five khanda, the nature of anicca, dukkha, anatta, and then attain nibbana? Why do we need to practice the 32 bodily parts, bones, white kasina, four elements, meditation, rupa, nama, paticca samuppada, vipassana, and then the attained nirvana.
为什么我们不在证得第四禅之后直接观察五蕴无常苦无我而证入涅槃呢? 为什么我们需要修习32身分古相白片 世界分别观、明法、设法、缘起及毗婆舍那之后，才证入涅槃呢？
What is the five khanda? What is the difference between five khanda and nama rupa? Do you know the answer?
何谓五蕴？五蕴与名色有什么差别呢？ 您知道答案吗？
Before I answer question number 2, I would like to explain nama rupa and five khanda first. According to the Buddha Abhidhamma, there are four paramattha ultimate realities, which are number 1, citta, number 2, cittasika, number 3, rupa, number 4, nibbana.
在我未回答第二个问题之前, 我想先说明名色与五蕴。依据佛教的阿毗达摩，有四种真实法巴拉玛塔：一心、二心所、三色、四涅槃。
To reach nirvana, the fourth paramattha, we must try to see the anicca dukkha and another nature of citta, cittasika and rupa.
要达到第四个真实法涅槃，我们必须尝试见到心、心所及色法的无常、苦、无我相。
Number one, Chaita, it means consciousness. There are 89 types of consciousness.
Yes. 心有89种心
Number 2, Chitta-sika. It means mental formations. There are 52 mental formations.
心所有52心所
Number 3, Rupa. It means matter. There are 28 types of Rupa.
三色有28种色法
The 89 types of consciousness are called Vijnana, as well as aggregate of Vijnana Khanda. Aggregate of consciousness. Among the 52 mental formations, Virana is Virana Khanda, Sinya is Sinya Khanda, and the remaining 50 mental formations are Sankhara Khanda.
80种心可称为四 Vijnana, 也可称为四蕴。 52心所之中 受是受运 想是想运 其余的50种心所是行运
Sometimes these jhita and jhita-sika are called nama. If they are divided into four groups, they begin virana-khanda, sinya-khanda, sankhara-khanda and vijnana-khanda. These four are Namakhandas. The 28 types of Rupa are Rupa Khanda, aggregate of Mada. These Chaita, Chaitasika and Rupa are sometimes called Namarupa and sometimes called the 5 Khanda. Rupa Khanda, Virana Khanda, Sinya Khanda, Sankhara Khanda and Vijnana Khanda. Their causes are also Namarupa only.
有时候这些心以心所称为明法如果把它们分为四组即称为受运、想运、行运和四运这四组是明运、Namakhanda28种色是色运这些心、心所即色有时称为明色有时称为无运色运、受运、想运 行运及四运 他们的因缘也只是名色而已
For those who have self-wisdom the Buddha taught the 5 Khanda Metta to practice Vipassana Sometimes he taught the 5 Khanda Metta to those whose inside knowledge of Nama is not clear Sometimes the Buddha taught the 5 Khanda Metta to those who are pleased with the brief way to study Vipassana.
对于例会者, 佛陀教导五蕴法门, 来修比婆舍那, 有时对明法的观智不清晰者, 他也教导五蕴法门, 有时, 佛陀对那些乐于简略的方法, 修比婆舍那者, 也教导五蕴法门,
Do you want any question to ask about these Pramatha four realities?
你们对这四种真实法有任何问题吗?
Any question? Yeah, we will continue. Now I will continue to answer question two. Do you remember question two? According to our traditional line, there are two types of Kamathana. Which are Parihariya Gamathana and Sabbathaka Gamathana. Parihariya Gamathana means the Gamathana which one is always practicing as a foundation of concentration for Vipassana. He must practice that Gamathana always. Sabbathaka Gamathana means the Gamathana which should be practiced by every yogi. They are also called the four productive meditation. They are Metta Bhavana, Buddha Nusati, Marana Nusati, and Asubha. So, one yogi may practice Anapanasati as a Parihariya Gamathana. But, in every daily, he must also practice Metta Bhavana, Buddha Nusati, Maranānusati and Asubha before Vipassana. This is the traditional method.
现在我将继续回答第二个问题。依据我们的传统，有两种业处，即应用业处，巴利哈利亚甘玛塔那，及一切处业处，萨巴达嘎甘玛塔那。应用业处指禅修者经常休息的业处，作为毗婆舍那的基础。 他必须常常的休息该业处，一切处业处指每一位禅修者都应该休息的业处，它也称为四护卫禅，持观佛随念，死随念即不净观。因此，禅修者可以修安波念作为应用业处，但是无可避免的，在毗婆舍那之前。 他也必须修持观、佛随念、死随念及不净观，这是传统的修法。When
he wants to practice metta kamathana up to the jhana stage, it is better that he has succeeded in white kasina up to fourth jhana first. For example, in metta sutta, there were 500 bhikkhus. Who were expert in the 10 kasina, 8 samapattis. They had practiced the 4 broader meditation also. They had practiced vipassana meditation up to Uddiyavya jnana stage. When deities anointed them, they went back to the Buddha. The Buddha then taught them metta sutta as a kamathana as well as a protective paritta.
当他想要修十业处直到禅那的阶段，如果他事先已经成功修白片直到第四禅会比较好。例如，在持经 Metta Sutta 中，有精通于十片处八等字的五百比丘，他们也已经修四护卫禅，他们已经修毗婆舍那。 直到生灭智，乌达亚巴亚，念了。当天人扰乱他们，他们回到佛所。佛陀教导他们持经作为业处，同时也作为保护经。In
this Metta Sutta, there are 11 ways of Metta Bhavana. These Metta Bhavanas are for those who had attained Metta Jhana. And who can break down the boundary of beings. They practice it such as Sukhi Nova Kimino Hontu Sava Sada Bontu Sukhi Dada. May all beings be happy and in safety, etc. They must practice this Bhavana Metta up to that jhana stage. Those 500 bhikkhus were expert in kasina. It was very easy for them to attain that jhana in Metta.
在这部持经中，有11种修持心的方法。这些持观是给那些已经证得持禅那、metta jhana和那些能够破除有情界限的人。他们如是修习，愿一切众生快乐、平安等等。 他们必须修这持观直到第三禅。那些五百比丘精通于片处，对他们来说，要证得持观的第三禅是很容易的。Among
the four Gala Kasina, the Buddha taught the white Kasina is the best in Anguttara Nikaya. White Kasina produces the yogi's mind to be clear and bright. Tranquil mind is superior and powerful. With a clear mind and without any defilements, if one yogi practices metta kamathana, then usually within one sitting he or she can try to attain metta jhana. So before metta kamathana is practiced, if one entered into fourth jhana, taking white kasina as object, first, And after that, if he tries metta jhana, then it will be very easy for him because the mind is clear and bright without any defilement.
在四种颜色片处中，佛陀在政治部中说，白片是最好的，白片令禅修者的心清楚及光明，平静的心是殊胜和有力的，以一颗清楚的心，即没有任何烦恼。如果禅修者修持业处， 通常在一支箱内，他便能够尝试证入持禅那。因此，在修持业处之前，如果禅修者以白片为所缘而证入第四禅，那么当他尝试修持禅那，将很容易，因为心清楚，即没有任何烦恼。
In order to be able to practice Vaikasina up to fourth jhana successfully, if one yogi can practice Gardangamatana thoroughly, internally and externally, then it will be very easy for him to practice Vaikasina afterwards. Therefore, after Anabana fourth jhana, we usually teach yogi 32 bodily paths, Gardangamatana and Vaikasina. Based on our research from many yogis as to whether Anabana fourth jhana or Vaikasina fourth jhana is better. Usually they say that Vaikasina is better because it produces clear, bright and more tranquil mind. To have that clear, bright and tranquil mind is very helpful to practice any gamatana. So we usually teach Vaikasina before metta jhana.
为了能够修白片直到第四禅成功，如果禅修者能够内外彻底修白骨业处，那么接着修白片对他来说就很容易。因此，在安波念第四禅之后，我们通常教导禅修者 32身分白骨业处和白片，根据我们对许多禅修者的观察，到底安波念第四禅或白片第四禅那，哪一个比较好？他们通常回答白片比较好，因为它产生比较清楚、光明和平静的心，具有清楚、光明和宁静的心， 对修任何业处都有帮助，所以我们通常在持禅那之前教导白片处。Here
I want to mention a problem. Perhaps you may have tried metta gamatana. Are you successful up to jhana stage? For example, if one yogi wants to send metta to someone of the same sex, then firstly he should take the smiling face of that person as the object. Then he must send metta such as, may this good person be free from mental suffering, etc. When he is sending metta in that way, very soon that smiling face disappeared. There is no object to send metta in order to continue his metta meditation. If that is so, he cannot attain metta jhana easily.
这里我想提起一个困难。也许你已经尝试修持业处，您是否修到禅那的阶段？例如，当禅修者想传送慈爱给某一位同性别的人，首先他应该取那人的笑容 作为所缘，接着他应该传送慈爱，愿他脱离内心的痛苦等等。当他这样的传送慈爱，很快的那笑容消失了，没有所缘可供他传送慈爱，以继续修持观。如果这样，他便无法轻易证得持禅那。